So last week we learned the bracha, the first bracha of Berachas HaTorah, which was the bracha of Lasek B'divrei Torah, to occupy ourselves with the words of Torah. So now we're going to go on to the continuation of that bracha. I'll just translate the bracha. V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu es divrei Sarascha befinu v'fio es amcha beis Yisrael. Please Hashem, our God, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouth and in the mouth of your people, the house of Yisrael. May we and our offspring and our offspring's offspring and the offspring of your people, the house of Israel, all of us, know your name and study your Torah for its own sake. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches Torah to his nation Israel. So, there are many, many things that we need to understand in this bracha. We just said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, right? Blessed are you, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidishanu B'Mitzvoto, V'Tzivanu La'Asek B'Divrei Torah. So, we're talking to Hashem. V'Harev Na Hashem Elokeinu. Please make sweet Hashem our God. As Divrei Sarascha b'fino, the words of your Torah in our mouth. Why do we need to say Hashem Elokeinu? We're in the middle of talking to Hashem. What are you doing here? Oh, happy to see you. So why do we say the words Hashem Elokeinu? How do we know Hashem Elokeinu? We're talking to Hashem. We're in the middle of this bracha of Lasek B'Divrei Torah. By the way, there's a machlokes Rishonim whether V'harav Noah is a continuation of the first bracha or it's a separate bracha. The machlokes whether there are two Berachas HaTorah, one that begins with Lasek B'Divrei Torah and finishes with Hamlam HaTorah Lam Yisrael, and then the second one is Asher Baruch Habanu, or are there three Berachas HaTorah? So, and the depending on that machlokes is whether you say Harev Na Hashem Elokeinu. If you say Harev without a Vav, it's a separate bracha. If you say V'Harev Na with a Vav, then it's a continuation of the previous bracha. So there's a depending on what your nusach is, you might that all depends on this machlokes. And depending on that would be whether one should answer Amen after the bracha of Lasek B'Divrei Torah. If V'harev is a continuation, which is the Nusach Sfard, is V'harev, is to say with a Vav, so then we do not answer Amen after the bracha of Lasek B'Divrei Torah. It's at the middle of a bracha. Whereas the other Nuschois that say Harev Na, right, so that's a separate bracha, and they would answer Amen after Lasek B'Divrei Torah. Anyway, going back to our question, why do we say Hashem Elokeinu? We ask Hashem to sweeten the Torah, sweeten the words of the Torah in our mouth and in the mouth of Amcha Beis Yisrael. Why don't we just ask Hashem to sweeten the Torah to us? Right, it's sweetness only in our mouth. Is that only where the sweetness of the Torah is? The sweetness of the Torah is something that we experience with our entire being. It should be v'harav no Hashem lekenu as divrei sadoscha lanu l'cholam chabez Yisrael to us and v'ram chabez Yisrael. Why do we ask for it to be befinu, that the words of Torah should be sweetened in our mouths and in the mouths of Am Chabez Yisrael? And then we say, "Veni anachnu v'tzatzoeinu, v'tzatzoi tzatzoeinu." Some people do say v'tzatzoi tzatzoeinu. Some people don't say v'tzatzoi tzatzoeinu. We and our offspring, and our offspring's offspring, and the offspring of Am Chabez Yisrael, kulanu yodei shemecha olam dei sedestech lashma. We should all be knowers of your name and learners of your Torah for its sake. So the Bach asks, why don't we just say, v'ni anachnu, v'chol Am Chabez Yisrael, kulanu yodei shemecha. We and the entire nation of Yisrael should be yodei shemecha. That includes tzatzoeinu, and tzatzoi Am Chabez Yisrael, and tzatzoi tzatzoeinu. That includes everybody. Anachnu v'chol Am Chabez Yisrael. Why do we need to mention tzatzoeinu v'tzatzoi tzatzoeinu? After we said anachnu, v'tzatzoeinu v'tzatzoi tzatzoeinu v'tzatzoi Am Chabez Yisrael, you might have thought that we included everybody already. No, kulanu, all of us. You said that already. But we spelled it out. Why do we need to say kulanu? Yoidei Shemecha. Knowers of your name. What in the world does that mean? We're asking Hashem that we should know his name? I mean, it might be a beautiful thing to do. What's it doing in Berachas HaTorah? V'loyim dei Yisrael Sacha Lishma. And learners of your Torah Lishma. Lishma means for her sake. What does that mean? So, we'll try to address these sometimes separately, sometimes collectively. The Baal HaTanya explains that Torah learning is the greatest form of dveikus, is the greatest form of connection to Hashem that is possible. When one, Baal HaTanya says, when one learns Torah, one connects their own intellect to the intellect of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What we're learning is the wisdom of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Torah. And when we learn, we're wrapping our minds around the intellect of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam says that since the Ribbono Shel Olam is Echad, the Ribbono Shel Olam is one, so unlike a human being, where we and our wisdom are two separate things. Somebody can benefit from our wisdom without having any connection to us. Well, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Echad, the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. So, Hu v'chachmasa Echad, this is what Rambam says. Hu v'chachmasa Echad. Hashem and His wisdom is one. So, in essence, when a Yid learns Torah and wraps their intellect around the Ribbono Shel Olam's intellect, one is connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. One is connecting their intellect with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. That is the specific sweetness that the Torah has over anything else. That it's connecting with Hashem Elokeinu. So what we're saying by Berachas HaTorah is we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the frame of mind that we should realize what our Torah learning is. V'harav no Hashem Elokeinu es divrei sadoscha. Ribbono Shel Olam, help me understand the sweetness of Torah, that Hashem Elokeinu is part of my Torah. That the Torah is Hashem Elokeinu. And that when I'm learning Torah, I'm connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is how the Matlan and the Stipel understands this bracha. Harav no Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Sarasa. Sweeten in our mouths the idea that Hashem Elokeinu is, the word S means Im, means with. Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Sarasa, that Hashem, our God, is in the words of Torah. And by wrapping our minds around that, we're connecting to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's why we say Hashem Elokeinu. I saw the Kuti Yehuda brings from the Chiddush Harim that the word Vaharev comes from the word Taruvis. Comes from the word mixture. He says, "V'harav no Hashem alakenu is divrei seroscha." We're asking Hashem that we should have the ability that in every shmuz that we have, that we should be able to mix in the words of Torah. So that's what a yid's idle talk is supposed to look like. The words of Torah should be part of it. "V'harav no Hashem alakenu is divrei seroscha." B'finu v'fiyasam v'beis Yisrael. See to it, Rabbeinu Shalom, that the words of Torah should always be mixed in to the idle talk of every yid. Another, I think, important message that this bracha brings out is that it's something we spoke about in the previous shiur. The famous bracha of Moshe Feinstein, that he explained why is it that the Yidden that came over from Europe before the war. Why we find so many of them were Moser Nefesh for Shemirah Shabbos, and yet their children did not remain from Yidden. And he explained is because even though they were Moser Nefesh for Shabbos, it came with a krecht. It was apparently very difficult for them. And when the children realized how difficult it is to be a Yid, they just decided to do away with it. When we express, when we demonstrate that the words of Torah are sweet and that Avodas Hashem is sweet and that being a Yid is sweet, so then automatically, that's what we're asking. Hashem, make it so that the words of Torah are sweet in our mouths. And then automatically, this is no longer a tefillah. And then automatically, automatically, our children, they'll all be Yodei Shemecha, Olam Deser Esach Leshma. But it all depends on V'harav No Hashem Elokeinu, as Divrei Sarasla, that the words of Torah need to be sweet in our mouths. If it's sweet, it'll be something our children will want to follow. The Bach answers to his question. His question was, why don't we just say, "V'ni anachnu chalam chobeis Yisrael kolani yodei shemecha?" Why don't we just say, "We and entire nation, your entire nation, beis Yisrael, should be knowers of your name"? Why do we have to mix in tzatzoeinu, tzatzoeinu? So he said that this is the reason why we say this is because it's a reference to the words of Chazal. Chazal say that Misha who. Somebody who his son and his grandson are all Talmid Chacham, Shuv Ein HaTorah Pesakes Mezaroi. Right? The Torah will never stop from his descendants. So we're asking, that's what we're asking. We're asking Hashem for three generations in a row, and then we'll be guaranteed forever. We are descendants, and our descendants' descendants should be Yodesh Mechalim to Sarasach Lashmal. Then we're guaranteed for good. So therefore, the Bach says that's why the appropriate nusach is to say Mitzatzoy Tzatzoyenu, and those who don't say Mitzatzoy Tzatzoyenu are getting it all wrong. What?
The second part is his Koban Israel and Tzatzoyenu.
He's not Israel
and
the descendants. But Tzatzoyenu Amcha Beis Yisrael. Why do we say Tzatzoyenu Amcha Beis Yisrael? Okay. But B'chal, it's a beautiful teretz. But there is many Yidden that don't say Tzatzoyenu Tzatzoyenu. And there's definitely a nusach not to say Tzatzoyenu Tzatzoyenu. And those also need to be understood. But first of all, let's just give another thought to those, according to the Nusach, that does say V'tzatzoy Tzatzoyenu. There's a, Chasam Sofer says, V'higadot levincha b'yayma hu leymar, where the Pasuk says, on Pesach night, one should relate to his son, on that day, saying. So he says the word lemur seems to be extra. It says v'higalata. V'higalata the mikvah b'emahu. It should just say, you should relate to your son on that day. Why does it say lemur? So he said that one needs to relate the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim to their children on Pesach night to the point that the child should be able to relate it to his children. That's how well it has to be given over. And that doesn't just apply to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It applies to any Divrei Torah that we give over to our children. We have to be able to give it over in a manner that our children will be able to give it over to their children. So we ask, "Vini anachnu v'tzatzoyenu v'tzatzoy tzatzoyenu." What we're really asking is, this is all part of our Limud HaTorah. We're asking that the Limud HaTorah that I teach my children should be strong enough, should be powerful enough, that my children should be able to give it over to their children. Perhaps we can understand, according to this pshat, that answers Paul's question also. Because perhaps we're talking about the Amcha Beis Yisrael that I'm teaching. Right, so I'm asking that when I give it over the Torah to Amcha Beis Yisrael, it shouldn't just be that a Torah that they receive, but they can't give it over to their children. No, v'tzatzoy Amcha Beis Yisrael. I wanted when I give it over to Amcha Beis Yisrael, they should be able to give it over to their children. There's a pasuk in Parshas Boy that says, "V'hayla is talking about the mitzvah of tefillin." Pasuk says, "V'hayla chala is al yadcha; it shall be a sign on your hand, l'zikorem enecha, and a memory between your eyes, l'man tia Torah Hashem beficha, in order that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth." Now, we understand the first part of the pasuk is talking about tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, right? Hello, Israel, you have the sign on your hands. Is a reference to the tefillin shel yad. Is the korah ben enachah is referring to the tefillin shel rosh? L'man tia teres Hashem beficha, in order that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. What in the world does that mean? What connection does teres Hashem beficha have anything to do with the tefillin? So I believe the pshat this pasuk is that order for us to be able to give over Torah, whether it's the Talmidim, to our children, it has to be true Torah. It cannot be a Torah that is that has any level of hypocrisy in it whatsoever. Such a Torah is just not accepted. Our Talmidim, our children, are not. They don't buy it. If we don't live, if we don't practice what we preach, we're going to have zero influence on anyone. We have to practice what we preach, and we need to believe what we say. If we don't believe what we're saying, and if we don't practice what we're saying, it will have zero impression whatsoever. Tefillin Shel Yad represents action. The tefillin that is on the hand represents perfection of our actions. The Tefillin Shel Rosh represents the perfection of our amunah, of that that is in our head, that we believe. The Torah tells us, if you have tefillin on your hand and tefillin on your head, indicating that you act the way you should act, and you believe what you should believe, l'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, then you can start talking. Then the words of Torah come in your mouth. Then you can start preaching to others. But if you don't, you don't practice, and you don't believe, don't try preaching. It's not going to be accepted. And this, I believe, is what we're asking here. V'harev noa Hashem alekeinu, as divrei seroscha befinu. We're asking that the words of our mouth should be sweet. Should be sweet, meaning we should be able to give it over in a manner that it will be accepted. And that is what we're really asking for, is that we should have the great fortune of practicing and believing the words of Torah, so that when we give it over, it should be the words that we give over should be sweet in our mouths. That's why we say befinu. Please, Hashem, make the words of our mouth sweet, so that our children, when they hear the words of Torah for us, they should accept those words. They'll know that we're serious about them. They should know that they're authentic. Rashi in Parshas told us, comments on the pasuk that says that Yitzchak and Rivka were davening for children. And the pasuk says, "Vayei also loy Hashem." Hashem listened to him. Vatar Rivka Ishtai, and his wife Rivka became pregnant. So Rashi points out that it says, "Vayei also loy Hashem," that Hashem listened to him. It doesn't say that Hashem listened to her. So Rashi says, "Eino daima tefillas tzaddik min tzaddik, the tefillas tzaddik min Rashi." You can't compare the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, to the tefillah of a tzaddik min Rashi, Rivka, who was a tzaddik min Rashi. Avram was a tzaddik min tzaddik. Yitzchak was a tzaddik min tzaddik. Yitzchak, the son of Avram, Rivka was a tzaddik min Rashi. So that's why Yitzchak's tefillas were accepted and not Rivka's. Rashi is very difficult. Why should the tzaddik ben Rasha suffer because his father was a Rasha? That's why his tefillah shouldn't be listened to. Right? If anything, he should have more zchus, despite the fact that his father was a tzaddik. Right? Despite the fact that his father was a Rasha, he's a tzaddik. If anything, he should have more of a zchus. So I believe that what Rashi is saying is a very, very important message here. A tzaddik ben tzaddik knows that the only reason he's a tzaddik is because his father was a tzaddik. Right? He grew up in a home where all that was practiced and preached was all about Avodas Hashem and Torah and how geshmak it is to serve the Rabbi Nishleim. So automatically he's a tzaddik. So what is the tzaddik daven? What is this tzaddik ben tzaddik daven for? He davens that Rabbi Nishleim, help me that my home should be the type of home that I should be able to raise tzaddikim in. That I should be a tzaddik so that my child should be a tzaddik. That's the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. He's not asking that his child should be a tzaddik. He's asking Rabbi Nishleim, help me be the role model my father was for me. Help me be that same role model for my children. The tzaddik ben Rosha, that might not be the tefillah of the tzaddik ben Rosha, because the tzaddik ben Rosha knows that they grew to be a tzaddik despite the fact that the influence in the home wasn't that of a tzaddik. Right? They grew up in the home of a Rosha. So what they're asking for is, Rabbi Yisrael, help my child be a tzaddik the same way I was able to turn around despite my upbringing, and I was able to become a tzaddik. Rabbi Yisrael, I ask you, help my child be a tzaddik. That's not an appropriate tefillah. The tzaddik ben tzaddik's tefillah is the appropriate. Help me be the role model. Help me make an atmosphere, to help me create an atmosphere so that those growing up in this atmosphere shall be tzaddikim. That's an appropriate tefillah. It's the tefillah of someone asking that their child should be a tzaddik ben tzaddik. The tefillah of asking that my child should be a tzaddik ben Rosha, that my child should be a tzaddik no matter what I am, that's an inappropriate tefillah. That's not a tefillah that's answered. What the Rebbeinu Shalom wants of us is to act, to preach, to create an atmosphere of tzaddik, so that the children or the people growing up in that atmosphere should be tzaddikim as a result of that. And that's why we ask, we don't say, v'niya tzatzoenu, our children should be. No. V'niya anachnu v'tzatzoenu, v'tzatzoi tzatzoenu yodei shmecha. We ask, it should we and our children's children should be yodei shmecha v'leim tzatzoi tzatzoi tzatzoi. If it doesn't begin with the anachnu, it's not going to be v'tzatzoenu. There's a my son's sheva brachas, my father-in-law said a beautiful word based on a Tosfos. Tosfos brings it from a Yerushalmi, I believe, that when we know that there was a fellow who was called Acher, Elisha ben Avuya was his real name. He was called Acher. Acher was the Rebbe of Reb Meir. That's how a learned person he was. But Acher, towards the end of his life, deviated from the Jewish derech, and he became a heretic. So the Yerushalmi says that why did it happen? How did it happen that Acher became a heretic? And the Yerushalmi says that by the bris of Acher, Acher's father, Avuya, was a very, very wealthy individual, very influential person. And he invited all of, he was not a learned person. He invited all the Gedolei Ador to come to the bris. And while they were waiting for the bris to happen, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua got into a conversation of Torah. And during this conversation, the Yerushalmi says, a fire descended from heaven and surrounded them. The Kedusha of the Torah. When Avuya saw this, He said, "Im kachi kvoida shal Torah, if this is the honor of the Torah, then I designate that my son should be I designate my son to Torah." So what's wrong with that? So that's why Acher became a heretic. So Tosfos learns that the reason is because he was so caught up in the kavod of Torah. He wasn't caught up with the real essence of Torah. He was caught up in the kavod of Torah. It's a strong daichik. Well, the kavod of Torah is also a beautiful thing. My father-in-law said a gevaldig vort. He said, when Avuya was so inspired by what transpired, he should have said, "Im kach kavod shel Torah, if that is the kavod of Torah, I'm designating my life to Torah." He didn't do that. He said, "I'm designating my life and my son to Torah. I'm going to continue being the ignoramus Avuya. And my son should be a Talmud Chacham." That's Tzadik Ben Rasha. That's a tefillah that's not accepted. The tefillah that is accepted is the tefillah of Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Anachnu, v'ni'anach, that's what we have to emphasize. V'ni'anachnu v'tzatzainu. If we ask only for the tzatzainu, we're not going to get anywhere. V'ni'anachnu v'tzatzainu v'tzatzainu. Kulonu yodei shemecha. I think time is going to allow for the continuation, but we'll try. Let's just talk about, we'll continue next week, but let's first talk about Yodei Shemecha. What does it mean that we should all be knowers of your name? So the Baal HaTanya explains that what is the purpose of a name? The purpose of a name is for the sake of relationship. Meaning, for me to identify myself to myself, I don't need a name. I know who I am. Right? But in order, the reason why I need a name is for others to be able to identify with me. In order for others to be able to relate to me. That's why I need a name. Now, a name refers to the essence of the person. Right? So when I say Baruch Moslavsky, I'm referring to Baruch Moslavsky, right? I'm referring to the essence of Baruch. And saying that name gives me the ability to relate to him. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam really can't have a name. He can't have a name. Because we can't refer to his essence. We can't relate to his essence. His essence is infinite. We're finite, he's infinite. We cannot relate to his essence. And really, we shouldn't be able to have a relationship with him either. Because he's infinite and we're finite. And the infinite and finite usually don't connect. However, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with his tremendous chesed, wants to have a relationship with us. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave himself a name. Whether the name is Yud Kei Vav Kei or any of the other names. And those names are merely, the only reason for those names is for us to be able to relate to him. To have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the only reason for that name. And the Rebbeinu Shlom Kibiyachal had to contract himself to be able to give himself a name, because the Rebbeinu Shlom is infinite. Yet for the sake of having a relationship with Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave himself a name. Otherwise, Rebbeinu Shlom is Echad. He's one. He can't have a name. This is why we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Well, if that's the case, if Hashem is one, the one and only, it's not shayach for us to have a relationship with Him. It's not shayach for us to love Him, to fear Him. He's Echad. Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchus Adel Avad. When we say, no, blessed is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who gave Himself a name so that we should be able to relate to Him. Now that He has a name, we can now love Hashem. We can actually have a relationship with Him. Because He gave Himself a name so that we can have a relationship with Him. So the shame of Hashem, in essence, really means the ability to have a relationship with Him. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Torah is Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah are the names of Hashem. The Bria, the entire creation, says the Zohar HaKadosh, is Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? What it means is that the entire purpose of the Torah, of giving us the Torah, the entire purpose of the creation that Rebbeinu Shlom has set forth, the only purpose of this all is to have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's all Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Hashem's name. Meaning, all it's here for is to have a relationship with it. Is to have a relationship with Hashem. That's what the Torah is here for. So, we have to be very careful that when we're learning Torah, right, it should be in order to have a relationship with Hashem. We cannot forget that that's what the purpose of Torah is. We cannot forget that the entire purpose of the Bria is to have a relationship with Hashem. Perhaps that is the loisase, the prohibition. Loisiso es shem Hashem alekechol Hashav. Do not bring up the name of Hashem, your God, in vain. Meaning, when one involves themselves in Torah, or one involves themselves in any matter of creation, for their own selfish reasons, not to have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, they're using the name of Hashem in vain. Loisiso Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashav. Do not use the shame Hashem Lekech. Do not use the names of Hashem in vain. They're here for us to have a relationship with Hashem. We ask from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kulanu Yoidei Shemecha. We should all be the knowers of your name. We should understand what your name is all about. And so when we learn Torah, it should be for its name. It should be for the name, for the names of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that is hidden in the Torah, which is in order to have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is what the Torah has been given us for. Lishma. May we all be zeicha to all that we ask for in this bracha. Hashem should make the Torah sweet in our mouths, so that our children and our children's children, tzatzayam chobeis Yisrael, we should all be yoydei shemecha, olam dei sereh sacha lishma.